learning both armed and unarmed techniques from non-Japanese organizations, and helping to foster those techniques around the world. The Society's anti-firearm as well as pro-international message have already been hailed as an instant success, drawing journalists and dignitaries from almost all UN nations. Tomonaga Ijiro stands at the head of the receiving line, smiling and bowing as he greets his parade of guests. Kondo Tatsumi smiles as well, looking at his teacher from across the room.
You know I don't really believe any of this spiritual BS, right? As far as I'm concerned, Tomonaga is just a crazy old hibakusha. But he has started something wonderful, something I think is vital for the future of Japan. His generation wanted to rule the world, and mine was content to let the world, and by the world I mean your country, rule us. Both paths led to the near destruction of our homeland. There has to be a better way, a middle path where we take responsibility for our own protection, but not so much that it inspires anxiety and hatred among our fellow nations. I can't tell you if this is the right path. The future is too mountainous to see too far ahead. But I will follow Sensei Tomonaga down this path, myself and the many others who join our ranks every day. Only the gods know what awaits us at its end.
Armagh, Ireland. Philip Adler finishes his drink and rises to leave. We lost a hell of a lot more than just people when we abandoned them to the dead. That's all I'm going to say.
Tel Aviv, Israel. We finish our lunch as Jürgen aggressively snatches the bill from my hand.
Please, my choice of food, my treat. I used to hate this stuff. Thought it looked like a buffet of vomit. My staff had to drag me here one afternoon, these young sabres with their exotic freewheeling tastes. Just try it, you old yeki, they'd say. That's what they called me, a yeki. It means tight ass, but the official definition is German Jew. They were right on both counts. I was in the Kindertransport, the last chance to get Jewish children out of Germany. That was the last time I saw any of my family alive. There is a little pond in a small town in Poland where they used to dump the ashes. The pond is still gray, even a half century later. I've heard it said that the Holocaust has no survivors, that even those who managed to remain technically alive were so irreparably damaged that their spirit, their soul, the person they were supposed to be, was gone forever. I'd like to think that's not true. But if it is, then no one on earth survived this war.
Aboard USS Tracy Bowden. Michael Choi leans against the fantail's railing, staring at the horizon.
You want to know who lost World War Z? Wales. I guess they never really had much of a chance. Not with several million hungry boat people, and half the world's navies converted to fishing fleets. Doesn't take much. Just one helo drop torp. Not so close as to do any physical damage, but close enough to leave them deaf and dazed. They wouldn't notice the factory ships until it was too late. You could hear it for miles away. The warhead detonations, the shrieks. Nothing conducts sound energy like water. Hell of a loss. And you don't have to be some patchouli-stinking crunchhead to appreciate it. My dad worked at Scripps. Not the Claremont Girls' School. The Oceanographic Institute outside of San Diego. That's why I joined the Navy in the first place and how I first learned to love the ocean. You couldn't help but see California grays. Majestic animals. They were finally making a comeback after almost being hunted to extinction. They stopped being afraid of us. And sometimes, you could paddle out close enough to touch them. They could have killed us in a heartbeat. One smack of a 12-foot tail fluke. One lunge of a 30-something ton body. Early whalers used to call them devilfish because of the fierce fights they'd put up when cornered. They knew we didn't mean them any harm, though. They'd even let us pet them. Or maybe, if they were feeling protective of a calf, just brush us gently away. So much power. So much potential for destruction. Amazing creatures, the California Greys. And now they're all gone. Along with the Blues, the Finbacks, and Humpbacks, and Wrights. I've heard of random sightings of a few belugas and narwhals that survived under the Arctic ice, but there probably aren't enough for a sustainable gene pool. I know there are still a few intact pods of orcas, but with pollution levels the way they are, and less fish than an Arizona swimming pool, I wouldn't be too optimistic about their odds. Even if Mama Nature does give those killers some kind of reprieve, adapt them like she did with some of the dinosaurs. The gentle giants are gone forever. Kind of like that movie, Oh God, where the Almighty challenges man to try and make a mackerel from scratch. You can't, he says. And unless some genetic archivist got in there ahead of the torpedoes, you also can't make a California gray.
The sun dips below the horizon. Michael sighs.
So the next time someone tries to tell you about how the true losses of this war are, our innocence, or part of our humanity?
He spits into the water.
Whatever, bro. Tell it to the whales.
Denver, Colorado, USA. Todd Wainio walks me to the train, savoring the 100% tobacco Cuban cigarettes I've brought him as a parting gift.
Yeah, I lose it sometimes, for a few minutes, maybe an hour. Dr. Chandra told me it was cool, though. He counsels right here at the VA. He told me once that it's a totally healthy thing, like little earthquakes, releasing pressure off a fault. He says anyone who's not having these minor tremors, you really gotta watch out for. It doesn't take much to set me off. Sometimes I'll smell something, or somebody's voice will sound really familiar. Last month at dinner, the radio was playing this song. I don't think it was about my war. I don't even think it was American. The accent and some of the terms were all different, but the chorus, God help me, I was only 19.
The chimes announce my train's departure. People begin boarding around us.
Funny thing is, my most vivid memory kind of got turned into the national icon of the victory.
He motions behind us to the giant mural.
That was us standing on the Jersey River bank watching the dawn over New York. We just got the word it was VA Day. There was no cheering, no celebration. It just didn't seem real. Peace? What the hell did that mean? I'd been afraid for so long, fighting and killing and waiting to die, that I guess I just accepted it as normal for the rest of my life. I thought it was a dream. Sometimes it still feels like one, remembering that day, that sunrise over the Hero City.
We hope you have enjoyed this production of World War Z, an oral history of the Zombie War by Max Brooks. The cast of World War Z is Max Brooks as the interviewer, Ade McCormack as Jacob Neathi, Ajay Naidu as Ajay Shah, Alan Alda as Arthur Sinclair, Alfred Molina as Terry Knox, Becky Ann Baker as Christina Eliopoulos, Brian T. as Hung Cho Choi and Michael Choi, Bruce Boxleitner as Gavin Blair, Carl Reiner as Jürgen Vorbrunn, Common as Darnell Hackworth, David Ogden Steers as Bodan Taras Kondratyuk, Dean Edwards as Joe Muhammad, Denise Crosby as Mary Jo Miller, Dennis Boutsakaris as General Travis D'Ambrosia, Eamon Walker as David Allen Forbes and Paul Redeker, F. Murray Abraham as Father Sergei Ryzhkov, Frank Darabont as Roy Elliott, Frank Kamai as Nuri Televaldi and Tomonaga Ijiro, Henry Rollins as T. Sean Collins, J. O. Sanders as Bob Archer, Jerry Ryan as Maria Zhiganova, John McElroy as Ernesto Olguin, John Turturro as Seriosha Garcia Alvarez, Jürgen Prochnow as Philip Adler, Cal Penn as Sardar Khan, Mark Hamill as Todd Wainio, Masi Oka as Kondo Tatsumi, Martin Scorsese as Breckenridge Breck Scott, Maz Jobrani as Ahmed Faranakian, Michelle Kolos as Jessica Hendricks, Nathan Fillion as Stanley McDonald, Nikki Klein as Sharon, Parminder Nagra as Bharati Palshagar, Paul Sorvino as Fernando Oliveira, René Auberjonois as André Renard, Rick Young as Admiral Zhu Zhikai, Rob Reiner as The Wacko, Simon Pegg as Grover Carlson, Steve Park as Quan Jingshu, Waleed Zuader as Saladin Kader. This program was directed by John McElroy, Dan Zitt, Jessica Kay, Fred Sanders, Tony Huds, Christina Rooney, David Rapkin, and Scott Sherritt. Producers, Dan Zitt and John McElroy. 2006 Abridged Pieces by Tony Daniel. Text copyright 2006 by Max Brooks. Production copyright 2013, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.